Blog Talk Radio.
Freestyle finesse for you with Philip Anthony from the east to the west only on Versatile Radio.
Run away into the sun. Forget all that we have done. You
Let's go.
Let's go.
Phyllis Anthony.
Phyllis Anthony.
Phyllis Anthony. Anthony.
Something strange going on with our love. I can feel it in my heart, and your eyes never lie, and it's tearing us apart.
Oh,
You're listening to K9 on Versatile Radio. Activated records.
change. I can be the man you've dreamed of all your life. And how I wish that I could turn back the time to a place when things were right before our love came crumbling down. Take a chance on a love, cause I know deep inside I can make your dreams come true. Let
shit. Sorry about that. Welcome to Versatile Radio. Can you guys hear me okay?
What's up out there?
EC the Gangster on the line with this. This is my home brother right here. EC the Gangster does a whole lot of good music, works with a whole lot of big artists. What's up, EC? Thank you for listening tonight.
Oh, for sure. You know what I mean? I wanted to get my dips in, too. Say hi to the new artist, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We're actually bringing him on right now. And then, like I said, once again, you know, thank you for tuning in. And we're going to be playing some of his new music a little bit later on in the show. Mr. Alex Melendez, can you hear us okay?
I'm here. What's going on?
Welcome to Versatile Radio. We got a caller on the line right here from Riverside, California. He's an artist, and his name is EC the Gangster. Go ahead and say hello, EC.
Hey, how you doing, brother? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's up? How's everything, EC?
Everything's good out here in Cali, man. Just wanted to give some props to you, man, for you know, doing it with Marty tonight. You know what I mean?
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to your music, brother. You know what I mean? I'm listening right now, and I got a few other people, artists in the studio with me right now. We're just listening right now, so.
All right, cool. Well, I give them a shout-out, too, and I hope, you know, for the best for everybody, you know.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and just leave you in on hold right quick, EC. And actually, I'm going to leave your mic on just in case you want to jump in here right quick. Mr. Alex Melendez, you're here with Mary Fisher, Eric Bush, and Alicia.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
How are you doing, brother?
I'm good. Enjoying the weather over here in New York.
Okay. Well, you know, we appreciate you getting at Versatile Radio and allowing us to share your music with the West Coast and all over the world. You know, you have some interesting tracks here that you've actually submitted. I want to ask you first and foremost, Human Nature, just by you remaking that song there, were you a big Michael Jackson fan? Well, obviously, but I mean, like, was he like a really big inspiration to you when you started doing music or before you did?
You know what? Michael Jackson was the biggest inspiration to me. I grew up seeing him on TV, music videos. I don't know if you, well, of course you remember the Music Box when I was little. He was always, he flooded the radio stations, and I just knew that I wanted to be him. I wanted to sound like him. So, I didn't know I wanted to be a singer yet. I didn't know what a singer was, but he's a big inspiration to me to this day.
Mm-hmm. And you have some of his, you have his estilo, you know, some of the pictures, the promo pictures and that, you know, and you kind of resemble him. How about that?
You know, a lot of people tell me that even in person, my complexion, a lot of people think I'm tall in pictures, and then when they get to meet me, I'm just a small little thing, you know, my voice, and, you know, I carry myself. I'm really quiet, you know, until I get on stage, that's when I kind of open up a little bit. So a lot of people do kind of say I sound a lot like Michael Jackson. But I did that song, Human Nature. Actually, I was in the studio recording a song, and I did it playing around. It was nothing serious, you know. It was never even finished. And I said, you know what, let me record one of my favorite songs, something that, you know, a lot of people can listen to and have heard before, and I went on and I did it.
Okay. So Human Nature, the
Hello. What happened out there?
Can you guys hear me? I'm so sorry. One of my phones cut out on me, but I'm back.
Yeah.
What I was going to ask you is, how did that song there? What does that mean to you? Why did you choose that song when it came to Michael Jackson?
You know what? When I first recorded it, it really didn't mean much to me because, like I said, I didn't really think a lot about the lyrics of the song. I really just thought about the melody and how can I sound a little like him because I wanted to be like him in a lot of ways. I mean, not that I try to go out and say, well, I'm the second, you know, generation of Michael Jackson or something like that, but I felt as if I can relate to him. You know, a lot of people thought he was different. I dress very different. I sound different. My tone is very different. So I thought that was a perfect song for me to do.
Sure. Okay. We're going to be playing that song next. I want to kind of go back to when you began actually performing and dancing for some of the bigger names such as Cynthia, Johnny O. You were involved in, you're actually doing some role managing for the song Dream Girl, correct, or for Cynthia herself?
Yeah, I actually started, I actually started dancing first, and then I got my break in road managing, and then I kind of saw, you know, the backstage, I saw how the fans reacted to these artists, and I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to feel the scene where they did. So that's how I started recording.
Okay.
Cool.
And you did a whole lot of the role managing for Cynthia herself, or were you, like, did you start dancing with the Dream Girl and the Dream Boy track? Is that where you started with her, or how did you come up with
that? No. What happened was I was dancing, and then I started singing. Cynthia heard my voice while I was managing her. I was actually road managing her. We were on the road, and she asked me, do you know the song? Do you know Dream Boy, Dream Girl? And I said, of course I know the song. I mean, I was little when the song came out. And she said, do you want to come up on stage and do it with me? And then, you know, you can open it up and we'll do your song as well. And I ended up doing her song, Dream Boy, Dream Girl. That's how that came about.
Okay. And I mean, I know you don't really like to like mention it a lot, but I personally think it's important that tell everybody who you're related to.
Well, my aunt made a huge mark in the entertainment industry. Her name is Lisette Melendez. She came out with Together Forever, Day of My Life. She also recorded a huge album with Sony Music. She did Goody Goody. I'm sure everybody's heard of that. And then she went on with Sergio George, and she did the salsa. She was huge with Algo de Mi and everything. So I kind of took up a lot of things from her. I mean, I started dancing for her, and then seeing her singing, I wanted to kind of be out there as well. And I felt like I had it. So yeah, but that's my aunt, Lisa Melendez. The family.
One of my most favorite old school freestyle artists, Miss Melendez. Did she do any managing for you?
Yes, she did actually manage me in the beginning when I first started singing. She managed me. She actually helped write. She got somebody to help write my first record actually that I'm trying to promote now. She's actually done a lot for me, and her and Cynthia. Cynthia has also put me on the road. I mean, I was usually supposed to be road managing, but she would always say, you know what, would you like to get on stage? And I would say, you know what, yeah, I'll get on. And thank God they showed me love, and I performed all the way from New York across the United States to California. So it was a blessing to my aunt and Cynthia.
Eric, Alicia, is there anything you want to ask Mr. Melendez?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Alex, I've got a question for you, brother.
Wait, one at a time.
All right, go ahead.
You've been on a few TV shows, haven't you?
I have.
And how was the Tyra Banks show?
The Tyra Banks show was really nerve-wracking. It happened really quickly because... you know, I did it mostly, you know, for the fame and for people to just tune in, and I kind of experienced that whole lifestyle. They sent me a limo, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm on TV. I'm on Tyra Banks show. But, I mean, it was a really great experience. I got to meet her really quickly, and it just happened so fast. But it was really good. It was a really good experience.
So Tyra Banks kind of like really does it big, all right? So send the limo and the whole nine yards for you and...
Oh, yeah, they do everything really big. They do everything really, really big. I didn't explain to them at the time what I was trying to do. You know, I was actually dancing. But I just try to keep it more... I kind of wanted to go the acting route at that time. Yeah. And, you know, they blessed me and they gave me a call and they said I wanted Alex Melendez to be on the show and I went and did it.
All right. So how different is that atmosphere from anything that you did with Telemundo?
Wow. You know what? That is very different because people, they watch and judge at the same time.
Right.
Telemundo, as it's actually, you just watch. They don't really judge. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Tyra Banks is a predominantly, you know, English, you can say, it broadcasts live on English television, and Telemundo is Spanish. So, I mean, it's totally different.
Right, the atmosphere.
It's very different.
Can you tell me about your Melendez project?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that was actually a lot of work for me. I did that all on my own. When I first started dancing, I went on and I wanted to create my own dance group, and I knew some guys that were willing to rent out a space for me down in the Bronx, which I want to shout out Sage, if he is listening, down in the Boogie Down Bronx. He gave me a spot, and I started running my own dance company titled Melendez Project, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good, but my main focus wasn't really dancing, so I
now,
left
that
alone. But it's still going, but, I mean, that's not where I am.
Oh, okay. Now, just real quick question. Was that for kids in the neighborhood, or was it just certain people were the Melendez puzzle?
No, it was actually for everybody. I wanted everybody to get a piece of what I was doing. I wanted for kids, you know, in the neighborhood that didn't have anything to do to stay out of trouble.
Right.
I know what it is to grow up in the inner city. I'm from Spanish Harlem, New York, which is pretty,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, but, you know, which now it transitioned into totally different. I mean, there's condos up everywhere, but I wanted kids to stay busy and kind of get into, you know, what I was feeling, you know, the whole dance feel. And I was actually getting them shows with my Aunt Lizette and with Cynthia and getting them gigs as well. So it turned out pretty good.
All right. Well, that right there, I really have to give you, you know, my updo respect for, because not a lot of people do that, especially for children in the neighborhood, not only to stay away from trouble, but to stay off drugs and do something positive, you know.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll be right back. Mr. Eric Bush wants to talk to you about a couple things, ask you a couple questions. Right now, we're going to save Human Nature for the last before we actually let you know.
You said you were going to play it.
Yeah, I am, but I'm going to save that for last because it's an acoustic verse that I have here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play What You Do to Me, and we'll be right back with Alex Melendez.
All right. Album, The Next Generation. Find it.
Alex Melendez on Versatile Radio. Collaborating from coast to coast. One love.
All right, welcome back to Versatile Radio. What happened, Eric? You got stage fright?
Oh, no, no, not at all, not at all, not at all. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
I'm actually good. I was actually recording some stuff, and I wanted to make sure, I gave you guys some time and try to promote myself a little bit.
Right, 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 right. Hey, didn't you finish up a tour out this way, out in California?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Did you finish a tour out here in California?
I actually did a mini. It was considered a mini tour. I did like three
right.
shows out there. I did a place called QC's and a couple of other spots, which I don't even remember because, like I said, everything just happened so fast. But
For everybody that don't know, that's Quiet Canyon right there in Montebello in the San Gabriel Valley area. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That was back in the day for us over here. I didn't know you performed there at QC's New York?
I actually did. I actually did, and I got a chance to talk with actually Crystal Waters was backstage, Robin Ness. A lot of big dance artists were performing as well. So
great.
It was kind of cool for me. I opened up and I had a really good time. It was a really good experience.
Awesome. Now let me ask right quick. I don't mean to interrupt, Eric, just because my curiosity. Who actually generated that event? Was that Bombshell? I forgot what was her name. Somebody out of a production company out here, right?
Yeah, it's actually somebody from out there. I believe his name is Lewis, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But I was actually,
yes.
like I said, I was supposed to be road managing, and at the last minute, I submitted my track, and they wanted me to perform. So, like, I'm always ready. You know, an artist has to be ready when they say sing for me or perform for me. So I said, you know what, I'll go on, and I ended up performing.
Right. Yeah, I was real curious as to who actually generated that event and kind of jealous because I didn't even know about it. But anyways, go ahead, Eric.
Hey, so Alex, name some of the performers, some of the other performers you opened up for.
Wow, I've opened up for a lot of people. I've opened up for Lisa. I've opened up many times for my aunt Lisa Melendez. I've opened up for Cisco. I've opened up for BVB. I've opened up for Suave. I've opened up for Crystal Waters, Robin S. The list goes on and on. I can't even remember. But a lot of dance music, and even old school hip hop.
Right. You planning on going back on the road anytime soon?
I'm planning on. Well, you know, I'm working on something really big actually with a few people. I want to do another cross-country tour, something major. I'm planning on I'm getting out there and promoting the song that you guys just played, What You Do to Me, my dance track, and some more things, you know, and I kind of want to do some salsa, too, for my Latinos out there, you know. So
right.
I'm hoping
right.
everybody gets a taste of different genres.
That's good. Sounds
yeah.
cool. So you have any thing out there that people can buy? You have music out there people can buy, huh?
That people can buy?
Yes. And catch
yes,
them on iTunes? And...
Yeah, I have one song. Well, there's a few of them, but there's one song in particular that is actually, it's kind of an R&B hip-hop song that I did. About a year ago, and that's called, you know, no, oh my God, there's so many of them. You Don't Want Me is called, and you can actually buy that on Amazon and any store that sells music.
Right.
And I'm waiting to release What You Do to Me, which I'm promoting now, so hopefully that'll be out soon.
Right, and that's the track we actually just heard, correct?
And that's the track you have, yep.
Okay. Well, you know, is there anything else that you want to go ahead and ask Mr. Melendez, Mr. Bush? We also still have EC the Gangsters on the line with us. Let's see. Let me go ahead and put his mic live right quick. He might
you know, have a little something he wants to say or give his followers. Can you hear us okay, Casey?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, man, yeah, we're proud out here of you, man, on the West Coast, man. Yeah, I knew Lisa pretty well, too. Haven't seen her in a while, but, man, you've done those freestyle explosions with them, right?
I actually did. I wouldn't say, every time I go on the road, I run into Lisa, and I always, every time I get off a plane, I always complain, and I say I'm hungry, and she knows exactly what I want. She's like, you want McDonald's, right? And she calls me her second mom. I mean, well, I'm her, you know, second son.
Yeah.
She tells me to call her mommy on the road because she knows everything that I want, where I want to go, what I want to do. And, I mean, we talk frequently, you know. She helps me out. I hit her up sometimes and ask her about some things, some advice, and she's pretty good with that. She's been in the business for many years. So she helped me out.
Yeah, Alan Beck and all them guys that do those, man, she's awesome, man. She's awesome.
Yeah,
I love her.
And she's a Latina, so she's always repping, you know.
That's right.
Everybody
for
the Latinos, you know. And not only for the Latinos, for everybody that listens to music. Music is everything for everybody, you know.
It's universal, brother. That's right. That's
universal.
Right. Well, we'll follow you, man, out here in the West, and we're going to be banging them cuts, man, all the time, brother.
I hope so.
I want to hear that human nature.
I
was listening to a little bit in the background earlier, and, man, I want to hear it.
It's funny. I only do those shows. I mean, I only perform that song when I have my guitar player with me, and the crowd goes crazy because it's up and personal. It's really intimate, you know. It's something before I do what you do to me. And they go crazy.
This is it. Nature right here, Alex Melendez. This is the acoustic version. We'll be right back.
All right.
Tell them why.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
That's one of the hardest songs to pull off by MJ, man, and you nailed it, brother. Man, that was awesome.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Beautiful.
Very good creative voice.
There's
not
a lot of artists trying to do any Michael Jackson because it's hard to touch him, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Nailed it.
Thank you. I mean, I'm like smiling because of, I hear it a lot, but it means a lot for me to hear it from all the way over there. I've never done it in the West Coast before, so, people've heard what you do to me, but they don't really know my vocal range, so they didn't know I can actually pull that off, and I did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, when you were out here on your mini tour, is that the only song you performed, is What You Do to Me?
No, I've actually done What You Do to Me. I've done Human Nature, and I've done another song that I remade originally from Stevie B, but I made it into a dance track, and it's called You Know I Love You instead of Because I Love You, and it's kind of an up-tempo track, and it's kind of a lot of fun. I bring my dancers out, and so I do three songs.
Yeah, and we're going to be playing that next. We're going to actually see you out with that song. Real quick, now that song there, let's see, we've had a remake by Julio Mena, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, which we do play here on Versatile Radio also. It's just a beautiful song. It is one of the most beautiful freestyle songs, old school freestyle songs that flow that I enjoy. Now, you said you kind of switched it up a little, correct?
Yeah, I did. I sped it up a little bit. I made it into an up-tempo track because I Love You, it's really slow. I wanted something, that I can perform and people can dance to, so I made it a little faster.
Now, have you worked closely with Mr. Stevie B himself?
I actually haven't. I sent him the track. He loved it, which was great because, in this business, you kind of feel like you want people's approvals when you want to do, their songs. But we have been on the same lineup, but everything backstage just happens so fast that you really don't run into them. But he's heard the song. He really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I'm just getting this. I'm getting some things straightened out in the studio right here. Unfortunately, I've had a little bit of problems with my internet today. Working on a whole lot of different things for Versatile Radio. I'm not sure if you know, but or any of you listeners of Versatile Radio, we are going mainstream. We are in the process of making that happen right now. So I also want to throw out there, anybody listening, I'll be announcing it on Facebook, Twitter, all that other stuff también. But Versatile, we are looking for another female host and a male host so that we could get this thing up and going when we do go mainstream. So anybody interested, get at me via Facebook, my inbox, or any of my emails. We're going to go ahead and just see you out with this song right here as soon as I get it ready to go. Mr. Bush and EC, are you guys there with me?
I'm here, Mio. I'm here.
Right.
Yeah. I hope I didn't lose you guys.
Nah, brother, I'm listening, man. This is beautiful right
okay.
Here.
Yeah,
awesome.
Eventually, one day, we're going to get this event together and get this venue where we're going to, it's my thing. It's for Versatile Radio. It's going to be Latin hip-hop meets freestyle. It's going to be out here on the West Coast. And, just kind of keep that.
We've got a beautiful new spot that we can throw it at, too, right here in
We're going to do it at the casino, brother. We're going to do that at casino because they got the lodging for the artists. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, talk to me. Talk to me right after the show.
Okay, Mia.
Yeah,
cool.
All
right, Mr. Bush.
Yes.
Eric, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Is that you, Ronnie Romo?
Good, brother, man. I almost forgot
what's
you
up,
were
dog?
Here.
Yeah, he's
how
a little quiet, a little shy.
He's laying low in the cut.
Yeah,
that's how we do
he's
it.
Really quiet.
Yeah, I'm just chilling and listening to the music, to the good people, and just every now and then I throw in a little peep.
That's right, brother. That's right.
Yes, right. We're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and I'll let you go. I know you're on your studio time right now, Mr. Melendez.
I don't have that track uploaded yet, but we will definitely get that on right after this song. Is there any artist that you, like, say you get in your car and you throw in some music, who do you play?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Because
a lot of people, they automatically think, you know, Beyonce, and I kind of want to go another route, and I want to do something totally different. That's, you know, I think her riffs are amazing, and I think, you know, we can do something together. A lot of Brandy. I don't know if you guys heard of Brandy. She's done the Moesha television show.
Right.
And her brother.
Yeah, but I love Brandy. And I think that's about it for now. I mean, off the top of my head.
Okay, so right now you're just bumping Brandy. Now, do you like the new Brandy or the old Brandy?
You know what? I kind of like the last few years of Brandy. The old Brandy I really didn't like so much. I think she changed a lot. Her image, her voice has gotten way better.
Getting a little older.
Not that she was bad, but I think she's more, her voice is, you can feel it a lot more now. And I guess with my generation, I can relate to that. So, I mean, I really love Brandy a lot.
Yeah, maybe it's just matured a little bit as far as in the music.
Any what? I'm sorry.
I said maybe it's that she just kind of matured a little bit more in her music is why you're seeing her differently.
Yeah, and that, and I think she's a lot more confident. You know, I think when you're not confident and you go out there and you're being pushed by your label and you're being practically forced to do songs that you don't want to do, you kind of go out there and you don't give it your best. And when you have something that you feel, let's say a love song, and you went through that and you can relate to it, you kind of put your all and you feel it, and the fans feel that.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, thank you for sharing with us right here at Versatile Radio this evening. We're definitely going to be playing all three of your tracks so that the West Coast gets a little bit more familiar with your music. And, not only that, we enjoy it. We enjoy it, and we know that the audience does. We appreciate you for coming on, and we wish you the best of luck. Anytime you are working on anything or you have any type of events that you would like to be promoted or mentioned on Versatile Radio, you're more than welcome to get at us, and we will do that for you. The next track that we are going to play is titled Because I Love – well, actually, it's the remake of Because I Love You by Stevie B, and Mr. Melendez made it – what was the name of it?
It's You Know I Love You.
You Know I Love You, yes. And we're going to be playing that right after this. This is In a Dream. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do God.
Hey, I like that Romo Land.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
can you hear us, CC? All right. Well, that was EC the Gangster right there. And somebody actually featured in that track right there. And I don't have it on the board, but we'll go ahead and mention that later. As far as You Know I Love You, the track by Mr. Alex Melendez, we're actually going to have to be playing that tomorrow on tomorrow's episode. And you guys stay tuned Sunday afternoon. We're going to have Marla G in the house with us. And you're not gonna want to miss that show, ain't that right, Mr. Bush?
That's right. I'll be right. In. I'm sure you will too, man.
This is one of his newest releases right here, Want Love. You can get that on iTunes. You see the gangster right here.
Like the Messiah, that she's so on fire. Hit it till that free fire.
When I'm in the club, yeah. When I'm at the bar, yeah. When I'm in my car, and you chillin' with a superstar. When I'm in the club, when I'm at the bar, when you in my car, yeah. And you chillin' with a superstar. When I'm in the club, when I'm at the bar, when I'm in my car, when you chillin' with a superstar.
There's no other place that I'd rather be. Girl, you chillin' with me, and yeah, we runnin' these streets. I got you lit off Patron, and
yeah.
I'm feelin' them jeans.
Yeah.
Get me all in between, and yeah, you know what I mean.
She a superstar, straight down for a G. Sexy, beautiful, but hella body. Always in the mood for another party. So slick, Rick, baby, like Lottie Dottie. Want love, let me love your body. Everybody in the club wants this hottie. Wanna get drunk, yup, baby, might as well. Everybody knows that baby girl is fine as hell. Get the heck out my way, baby, grab my keys. Want love so bad that it's time to leave. Caught up in the moment and I can't breathe. Never talk about baby girl being a ski. And I'm feeling your girl and your body simplistic. Backbone bending and baby so gifted. Straight shifted and put on the gas. No disrespect, you got a beautiful ass. And I'm feeling your girl and you're feeling me too. Smash with a G, come and roll in the coupe. Loving your style and loving your flow. Want love, baby, then you gotta let me know. No.
I got you lit off Patron. I got you lit off Patron. I got you lit off Patron. I got you lit off Patron.
Yeah, that was Want Love, EC the Gangster. We're going to go out with some Marla G. We got about 13 minutes left of the show.
Yeah.
So we're all these next three tracks are by Marla G right here. I hope you guys get to tune in on Sunday afternoon. Look out for the post. A lot of good stuff. We're going to have some more than one special guest on the show on Sunday. We're also going to have Mr. DJ Shadow out of New York with DMA Radio.
Shadow.
Yeah. He, Mr. Shadow, he knows a whole lot about the music industry and electronic dance music, freestyle music. That's the man right there. And, other than I call him my brother. So, you guys are going to want to join us. This is the first time me and Mr. DJ Shadow are actually going to be hosting together. Him and I have done, a lot of collaboration on the side and in the background and on the sideline. So you guys are going to want to stay tuned to this. We're also going to be having a special mix submitted by Mr. DJ Shadow himself. And you guys, like I said, you ain't going to want to miss it. Good night. Everybody have a safe Friday night. Drive safe. Don't drink and drive.
Night.
Yeah.
You know it. Get careful.
Don't you feel the way that I do? Such a Dios, mi amor.
I'm in darkness, you my chosen. So extravagant, my baby, you my fucking poison. How the fuck did I succumb to all that weakness? I remember when you spoke, I was speechless. I remember when you hurt, I would feel your pain. You would look me in my face, call me by my name. You would calm me down, you would hold me down. I would fucking scream, you wouldn't make a sound. But on the flip side, you had your sick side. But we rode it out together, that's how we ride. You were mine, no mine, till them cuffs came. Then you drifted in the wind with what's his name. He didn't have to fight, you just gave it to him. He didn't have to ask, you would say it to him. I was warned by the homie, but I laughed it off. And in the end, he was right, yep, after all. Now uno's a frail one. Here we go, baby girl, she got her nails done. Let me get her on the phone, now she's in the shower. She gon' use it and abuse it, cause she got the power. Now the tables turn, you're everything you hated. You grab my soul by the then you fucking played it. I said, sleaze bag, she said, no, she's not. 4 a.m. on the dot, someone else's. But you hate sex, and even hate me more. Right face, right place, you're a fucking whore. You either cared a whole lot or didn't care at all. And there you go, bouncing off somebody else's. Crack a dawn, try to blame it on the fucking text. I'm in the cage and I'm tracing every fucking step. Why would you drag me on? You would always tell me. And I sat there and believed you, but you fucking failed me.
Believe in our love and play me for a fool and hear you.
keeping freestyle alive on versatile radio.
I'm dreaming of love. street, right?